something, something good.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Try to give you some good stuff, you know, because usually you hear like blah, 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 negativity, sad stuff. Alex, you want to kick us off today with a What's Good Wednesday?
Sure. So here's a really cute story. Three generations of women in Illinois are graduating together this spring. So this mom received her associate's degree from this college. Her two oldest daughters graduated from college this month, and then her very youngest finished high school and will graduate. And then her granddaughter is going to be graduating from kindergarten. So it's just really neat that all of them are graduating.
I hope they have just one big party or something like that. One
you
big
know
grad
it.
Party. What do you do? Do you just like give one envelope and say, here you go?
Split it.
Split it up. Do your thing.
Gosh, that would be a lot of graduation presents.
I wonder, like, you didn't go to college, and I didn't either.
I went to college for 2 years extremely part-time, like one credit a semester. That's it.
Let's say you didn't go to college then.
And then I only went for 2 years, and then I didn't graduate. So, yeah, I pretty much didn't.
Do you get, like, a graduation party or gift after you get out of college? Because high school,
yes.
God, I thought I was the man with all the money I got for my graduation presents and money.
Yeah, you do. I think people do give gifts.
Dope. Okay, then we need to go to college. I don't know. I just need money. That sounds good to me. My What's Good Wednesday story today is about a teen that ended up saving a dying swan, and the way he did it is just incredible.
Clucky the swan was fading fast.
Stop.
Enter work experience.
Clucky?
I think it's Clucky. Let me check here.
Clucky the swan was fading fast. Enter work experience student Joshua Martin. He'd just rescued the young swan, which had become tangled in fishing wire.
Oh, no.
See, now, I thought what you were going to say was he kissed the swan because, like, you know, the princess swan or whatever, Odette, is, like, kissed or whatever and then turns into human.
Well, let's see where the story leads. Maybe that's the ending.
Oh. Looked dead when we first found him. I thought he was gone.
So, under the guidance of his aunt, who runs Warriors for Wildlife, Joshua performed mouth-to-mouth as they drove to the vet.
Oh my gosh.
He performed mouth to mouth.
Did I call it or did I call it? He made out with the swan.
It made all the difference.
When I first heard that first breath,
ew.
I felt really good inside, you know, that I brought him back. And
why are you saying ew?
Because what the heck does a swan's breath smell like?
You've made out with some questionable guys in your past.
I have.
Sure their breath's in a pretty rank too.
A felon, yes. I have made out with some weird
swans at revel.
No, but this is vile. I don't think I could do it. Like, I don't have it in me. I guess you got to be an extreme animal lover.
I was going to say, you're not an animal lover. Like, I don't think you go out and you're not the kind of person that tries to hit animals in a parking lot
with
your vehicle.
Wasn't there a story with John Kerry that he gave a hamster mouth to mouth and, like, resuscitated after it fell into a creek?
That's badass.
Did he?
I'm 99% sure. Look it up. I'm 99% sure that that is a real story that happened, that John Kerry gave a hamster mouth to mouth.
I still knew he wasn't, like, out of the woods yet, but now he looks like he's out of the woods.
Online, Joshua's heroic attack resonated with many, including the Western Bulldogs' Travis Cloak, who paid for the swan's vet bills and also led to a nickname for the injured bird.
All right, I don't know what the injured bird's nickname is, but do we want to take a guess? What would this injured swan that was brought back with mouth-to-mouth, what do you think it is? Because I haven't heard this whole part of the story yet.
Wait, what do you mean, what do I think it is?
He earned a nickname. He's just about to tell us what it is.
So the kid named it after he macked on the swan?
No, hold on. Listen, this is
they
right
named
here.
It... Just
listen,
on vet bills, and also led to a nickname for the injured bird.
All right, so I'm saying, what do you think the nickname is for the injured bird?
Gosh.
Like, I'm thinking out loud. I have no clue what it is. I'm just... Any guess
here?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's obviously something about, like, being clumsy or being, like... Something that makes out a lot? I don't know.
I'm going to say they're going to call him Kissy. I don't know.
It's something like that.
All right, let's find out.
And while it may seem unusual, this isn't the first time the Warriors for Wildlife team has performed resuscitation.
We've done mouth-to-mouth to several animals and never been this successful, so it's good to finally have a good outcome.
All going well, Clucky the Swan should be released back into the wild in the next week.
What's the
leaving
nickname?
Joshua with an unforgettable story to take back to his classmates. Michael Scanlon, 7 News.
Michael!
Wait,
what? I don't know. Is Clucky
they
the
didn't tell them the nickname?
Unless Clucky's the nickname, but then they acted...
What does that even mean?
They set me up like it was going to be some like nickname, like something amazing.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that. Maybe they forgot their news story to include it.
This is a terrible ending to a What's Good Wednesday story.
I thought that Clucky was like the formal name, like my name is Alexandra, but I go by Alex. Like I thought Clucky was like that.
On the swan's birth certificate, it probably said like Clucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Clucky Swan.
And then I thought they had a different nickname, but then they didn't say so. It must be Clucky, I guess. Well, that was stupid.
Whoa. It's amazing.
Wait, did you find out if John Kerry gave a hamster mouth to mouth?
I couldn't find anything about John Kerry and a hamster, but I found, what is this, Richard Gere and a gerbil?